Live from Care Bear Cloud City, it is The Third Space, starring Kevin Weir.
And Jeremy Verkley.
And featuring...
Grumpy Bear, Happy Bear, and a Real Bear.
Let's go!
Hello. I just see her face.
Yeah. No, you can't come up here.
You have the super bulging eyes,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but tell her she can't come up here.
Sif, you can't go up there.
She doesn't have any good points to make.
No,
she doesn't. All she does is bark and paw at me. Okay, you got to stop. Yeah. Stop pawing at me.
Yeah. She doesn't when I'm sitting up at my my computer and there's any noise in the house, yeah. She comes running up, goes underneath and goes, oh, I need up.
By the way, well, we should clarify, this is one of Kevin's dogs and not a person.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Hello, little puppy. Now she's upset.
She's upset.
Because you.
Because I have spurned her.
Yep.
I have spurned her loving advances. To be fair, for the last 15 minutes, she has been sitting on my feet, so.
I always enjoy when we start podcasts talking about a visual comedy.
Yeah.
That people aren't there for.
It's perfect.
People like dogs, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like dogs?
People like it when we pretend to be dogs on our podcast.
Hey, I just made a reference to a movie.
Oh.
You didn't.
Sorry, I didn't pick it up.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't even care.
Okay.
I'm going to push this dog away. I don't know. She's really in a mood. Hey, welcome
to The Third Space.
Yeah.
To our podcast.
We're going to do a podcast where we do
gonna,
stuff.
We're going to talk at
we're
you.
Gonna, we're going to be doing. Yeah, we're going to talk at and with you.
At what? And with?
You can talk back. There's a secret message here that if you can talk back at the right moment into your listening device,
yeah,
it'll actually open up a door and you can become a Power Rangers.
Your listening
device. Oh my god, did you watch the new Power Rangers trailer?
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on.
Here's the thing. I've gone blackout on the new Power Rangers movie because the only thing I want from it, and I know I'm not going to get it, but the only thing I want is a lady in a Rita costume bursting from a cavern on the moon screaming, "After 10,000 years, I'm free!" That's all I want, and I know it's not going to happen.
I mean... I don't know if she'll say after 10,000 years I'm free, but they went hardcore into like this is reboot awesome grittiness without like, so it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Because they definitely are going whole hog into like, let's make it serious.
Yeah.
However, they're not sliding around the more ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Zordon is still essentially a head. It's a Bryan Cranston head, but it's a head in like a...
Bryan Cranston is Zordon?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You know those things that like they have a bunch of pins, you stick your hand in them, and like your hand imprint comes out the other side? You know those?
What?
They're like an old toy.
Sorry, I got distracted by a floating Bryan Cranston head in my mind.
Well, I mean, so like there's old toys. They have a bunch of pins that are in like a pad, and you can like stick your hand on it and you push the pins through, and then on the other side you can see like the outline of your hand in the pins.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It, that's his face.
Oh, funny.
In the wall.
Man, that must have been super uncomfortable.
Also, I only saw like you don't see too much of it, but it looks like he might still have the mustache
from like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and I think no, he didn't have a mustache in Godzilla. Anyway, it looks like he has a mustache.
Does it look like Walter White is Zordon? Is that what you're telling me?
We need teenagers with attitude to cook meth.
Sky Blue, baby.
You're the Red Ranger. You're the Yellow Ranger. You're the Sky Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
It's called that one the Lello Ranger.
Do we have a topic today, Kevin?
Yeah, we probably do. It's probably around here somewhere. Unless you can find it. All right, so today's topic... is a joyous topic to all of us who had a childhood. If you weren't just born as a full-grown man.
Or, you know, thrown into the slave pits of Kazmar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That's a reference.
No, it's not. I just made it up.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, I'm sure Kazmar
You said it with such confidence that I thought it was true.
That's the trick. That's the trick.
All right. Our topic is about Toy Story.
Yes.
And specifically... What if Toy Story?
Yeah, what if Toy Story?
What if Toy Story?
It was real.
Yeah. So toys are alive.
They're alive.
Yeah. And their entire basis seems to be that we can't know that they're alive.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think we're just taking the what if toys were alive thing. And it is the premise of Toy Story, but I don't think we need to necessarily adopt all the attitudes.
I think we do, because I think because the very big thing, the main thing about Toy Story is that when you are not around, your toys come alive. Now, let's be very clear. The toys are always alive.
Yeah.
Even if you are around.
Yeah.
But they don't want to be found out by humans.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, not all of them do. I'm sure some of them would.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, we're talking about like a big wide world here. So, it's the idea that no secret can stay secret forever because there's enough people.
Right.
That somebody's going to catch a toy moving.
Yeah.
And it's going to go up on YouTube.
Well, somebody is going to watch a camera recording their baby's room and see the stuffed animals partying with their baby cam.
My God, they're going to be horrified.
Yep.
Now, until anybody figures that out, it's just going to be a series of, haunted houses. It's going to start like The Conjuring.
Well, I think we need to put a couple of stipulations in.
All right.
So, we have to assume a couple things with these toys that are alive.
Yeah.
One, just like in Toy Story, when they first come out of the box, they think they're that thing.
Yeah, that's their birth.
That's their birth. Right? So, the perfect example is Buzz Lightyear in the first movie.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, nope, that's me. And then he has to be taught that he is, in fact, not really Buzz Lightyear, but a toy version of Buzz Lightyear.
Now, there is a weird thing behind this, like at the back of this, on the back end of Toy Story.
Yeah.
The people who are making these toys, they doing it on purpose?
No, I think it's a natural phenomenon.
Then nobody has noticed?
Yeah. Well, to start out with, I think that's the way it has to be, right? Because if they did it on purpose, it's hashtag Illuminet again.
Yeah, it's the toy Illuminati.
It's the toy Illuminati.
But which raises also the question of, why?
Why?
Why would you do that?
Why?
Why would you give? Why?
Why, Hasbro? Why?
Hasbro, what are you doing? Hasbro, why do you make these toys alive? And why do you program in them the urge to never be seen? Is Hasbro putting sleeper cells into our house? Is there a time that Hasbro will be like, all right, now it's time for Hasbro's world. And then every toy comes to life and has to rise up against their masters?
Yeah, Skynet.
Shit! You did it!
So, first stipulation is when they come out of their package, they think they're that thing.
Yes.
Second thing is that when a toy is sufficiently damaged, it's dead.
Well, yeah, toys can die, but I mean, we've never seen. I mean, Woody loses
his arm. He loses his arm, but he's okay still.
Yeah, so they do. And also, he doesn't seem to be any kind of pain. He's just like, oh man, my arm's gone.
Yeah. Tom Hanks missing his arm. Very sad.
Oh man, my arm's gone.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
What am I going to do now, partner? There's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in my boot. And even once they realize that they are not actually that thing, remnants of that personality, of the programmed, we'll say personality, still remain.
Yeah. The impro, you can't really quite ever beat your programming.
Yeah. That being said, Toy Story 3 proved that some toys do go bad.
Yeah, I mean, but the big thing about that one is that they went bad because they did not feel like they were...
Of neglect.
Yeah, of neglect.
That's the other thing I want to say is that a basic need of a toy is to be played with.
Yeah.
It is a need. It's not a want. It is a need.
And
so you have to assume that if a toy is not played with for long enough, it becomes inert.
I will say that I think without exception, except for... You know, the bear in the third one, because his was, you know, he wasn't getting, the love that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like toys are naturally benevolent.
Yeah.
Andy. Well, here's the thing, loved by Woody and all the toys.
Here's the thing, though. Like, in the second Toy Story, there's the Emperor Zurg toys, and they are all evil. They are cartoon evil, right?
Well, I mean, they're their personalities.
Yeah.
But they're not, but but even then,
it's not scary evil. It's like, haha, you're cute, pat you on the head, push you away evil. But it's still evil, Kevin.
Okay, fine. But they're not evil to humans.
Well, we haven't seen that.
I'm trying to remember Toy Story. When Buzz still thinks that he's, you know, Buzz, he still pretends to be a doll when Andy comes around.
No, he doesn't. That's one of the first, like, high-tension scenes that they do.
Where, I thought he
Because Andy is coming into his room,
yeah,
and basically all the other toys abduct Buzz Lightyear so that he doesn't blow their cover.
What? Okay, we do need to talk about the fact that the toys are, like, they have an absolute desire not to be found out. And is it very clear why? Or just like something in their Hasbro programming tells them this must be a secret.
I don't think it's ever specifically clarified, though I think a couple of assumptions can be made. If you know your toys are alive, when you're like a 7 or 8 year old, probably gonna freak you out.
Well, Oni, you know what actually I think it might be? Maybe they have some sort of idea that if people find out that they're alive, they won't be given love by children.
Yeah.
And they need the love of children.
They do. They need to be played with.
Yeah. That is their sustenance. Do you think do you think, you know how, God damn it, I cannot talk. Damn it. So the bear in the third movie, he walks around with a cane.
Yeah.
Do you think his body is slowly decomposing because he hasn't been played with?
He does get played with at the daycare. But he's gone through a period where he didn't. I think he walks around with a cane mostly because he's been damaged and maybe not perfectly repaired.
Well, I mean, there has to be...
One of his legs is shorter than the other, I think.
Okay, look. Hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
For humans are things that we need to survive. Food, and survive happily.
Shelter.
Yes.
Are the bottom.
And with a lot of those, you die. Like, yeah, you die.
You die.
Now, the amount that these toys need the love of children and to be played with, it has to be a survival instinct.
Yeah.
So if they are not played with, they die.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why if you, like, go back in and you find a toy, like, oh, man, I haven't played this in 20 years. That's a corpse.
Well, here's the thing, though.
It's a toy corpse.
Because they show toys. Like, for instance, in Toy Story 2, those toys are collector's items, yeah, right? So I guess they're still getting some sort of amount of affection or love.
I mean, yeah, they're getting the love, yeah, but they're not getting
the, like, play.
Yeah, they're not getting the play, and they're not. So they maybe they aren't. Maybe they're living a half life.
Yeah, but also I think
just sort of ghosts floating through the Hasbroverse.
It's got to be sort of like an anaconda type thing with the amount of love that they get. Like,
what?
They just unhinge their jaw and they eat all that love,
yeah,
right? And then it sits in their stomach and it decomposes slowly, however much they need at whatever time.
Yeah.
So you can build up a stockpile of love juice.
So essentially, Jesse and the old prospector and the horse and all those ones that the collector has in the second movie, they're currently in starvation mode.
Yeah, they're in starvation
mode. They're getting, like, little eeks of love because the collector does love them,
yeah,
but he's not playing with them.
Yeah.
So they're just, like, you know, suckling on the moisture of the wall of survive.
Also probably going off of their love reserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, at what point...
Love handles a whole new meaning.
at what point do we cut off what a toy is? Like, are Pogs? Are the little faces on Pogs fine?
Yeah, Pogs are toys.
Yeah.
Like, Pogs would be toys. The perfect example is the Green Army Men or the little green aliens.
Yeah.
Right? So, you can argue that the complexity of a toy affects its personality because those little green aliens are just little squeak toys and they are idiots. And all the green army men that are shown are actually just like pure, they're all army sergeants.
Okay, so the complexity of a toy sort of changes what it can. It's like an indication of IQ.
Yeah, well, I think complexity of personality is a better thing.
All right,
yeah. Because, like, the green aliens are actually pretty smart. They just all have the same personality.
I mean, they're resourceful. I don't know if I say they're smart.
Resourcefulness is a form of intelligence.
I find, fair enough.
Yeah. Whereas, like, you get the characters like Woody, which at the time he was made, he would have been on the cutting edge of toy technology. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Buzz Lightyear, which is on the cutting edge of 90s toy technology.
Yeah. Yeah, no, fair enough.
And
you can press buttons and do stuff.
Yeah, like a part moves when you push a button.
He's a sound thing inside of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, impressive.
I think it's the sound of his laser.
Yeah. Also, here's the other thing. I think it's this way in Toy Story, but correct me if I'm wrong. Only things with articulated joints can move those joints. Like, if you have a rubber dinosaur that does not have articulated joints, it cannot move.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the aliens grab things.
That's true.
I will say they like, definitely don't soft. Move as, I definitely don't move as much. Like, the big thing with the army men is they can move, like, their arms and stuff, but they walk with on the stands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like Barbie can't bend her ankles.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a plot point.
Yeah, it is. I think so. Get on it, Hasbro.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. Get those ankles bending.
We need some ankle joints and knee joints on those Barbies.
You know, I think maybe new ones have... I don't know. I don't know much about Barbies. I feel like at some point they must have given them
knee bending. I have three nieces, and they have Barbies that do not have bendable knees.
Women
or as I like to call them, naked mannequins that they play with.
Women don't bend from anywhere from the waist down. It's all just one long tube of plastic. That's what I learned from Hasbro.
Realistic expectations.
And also just smooth all over. Same with men.
Same with men. Men are smooth all over. I'm a horrible mutant.
Everybody's smooth all over. I've seen Barbies.
God damn it.
All right, so... We sort of have like a hierarchy of needs. We're starting to understand the Toy Story universe.
Okay, so I think we need to separate love and play because the collector is a good example.
Well, I think love can keep them alive. Love is like eating bark.
Love,
love can keep them together.
Yeah, love.
No matter the weather.
Yeah. I'm glad you saw my face.
But love will.
Love will keep you alive.
Yeah, it'll keep you alive.
Yeah.
So love is like eating bark.
Right, but you can get passive love and active love. That's why I'm saying like...
Well, no. I mean, like, just the concept of love. The idea of, like, loving your toys.
Yeah.
It just gives them the base that they need
I think it's
going.
Sort of like food and water for us. I think it gives them their energy.
Well... I mean, like, but play, like, actually doing something with them what is, it's like, that's like actually having a meal.
Okay.
Yeah. Love is just, like, as I said, like, eating bark or eating grass. I mean, technically you're putting food in yourself.
Yeah.
You're
sustaining yourself, just not very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how about instead of saying bark or grass, which could have some nutritional value, all you eat is Kraft dinner.
Now, Kraft Dinner does have nutritional value. It says so on the box.
Yeah, but let's be honest, Kevin. You're going to get scurvy.
Hey, there's multi-grain KD.
Yeah, but you're not getting
there's
that
There's multiple grains in there. There's at least three or four grains. I think three is multi. I think at two, it's duo.
Dual grain.
Dual grain food. All two grains that you could need. Also, free Yu-Gi-Oh! Starter pack.
We love making dual jokes.
Yeah. And Kraft Dinner jokes.
Yeah.
Someday we'll get that sponsorship.
Okay, so love will keep them alive.
Yeah, but play.
But play is like getting a full meal.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously they do have some need of shelter because if they're out in the elements, the toy would fall apart.
I mean, that's...
That's when they're going... In the first Toy Story, when they're going through the backyard, those toys are all ripped apart, partly by the dog, but also by the elements.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is just logic. Mm-hmm. Things don't survive well...
Outside.
Yeah, in the elements.
Outside in the danger sphere. Wouldn't it be better
leave the house.
If the atmosphere was called the danger sphere?
I mean, that'd be more exciting.
Yes.
But what would it do?
The danger sphere.
There's this cloud of knives that just fly around the earth. It doesn't really do anything to anybody on the ground, but makes space travel a lot more exciting. All right, the cloud of knives is out of the way.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah, the danger sphere.
Okay, so,
if that's where Kenny Loggins lives.
Are there any other needs? I feel like those two are at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah. I mean, like once again, that is like they're essentially like little people.
Yeah,
they can take clearly take more hits.
Well, they can take a different type of hit.
Woody loses his goddamn arm and is cool.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, like here's the thing: you pull on a human, that human can pull back with a certain amount of strength. You pull on a toy, and it is at your mercy.
But that's because they're tiny,
right?
When the toys go against,
but you could drop a toy. Like, a toy could lose its arm, be fine. A toy can fall off of a roof, be fine.
If I make a 50-foot doll and say, that's a toy, does it all of a sudden come alive?
Only if you can play with it.
I mean, sure. I can play in it.
No.
It's like a mech.
No, you have to play with it.
This is my Woody mech. There's a snake in my boot. Man, I can't wait for Toy Story 4. They're doing a crossover with Gundam Wing.
Oh, man. There's a good sketch for you, Robot Chicken.
Are they still doing shows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Avid listener Seth Green. Also, avid listener Hasbro, I guess.
No, Seriously, Hasbro does not listen. Most of us have been yelling at them for the entire start. Though they should. We got some great ideas.
Yeah.
Make Barbie's knees bend.
Give them ankle articulation.
Stop making them alive, Hasbro. I don't know what sort of dark plan you're leading up to.
Okay, so what would actually happen? I don't think there are any specific needs other than those two that we need to bring up.
Well, I think we can look at the history of toys in this.
Okay.
Way back to when people were...
What, everybody just had a wooden duck on wheels that they pulled around?
Or a stick.
A hoop. Well, is a hoop... Here's the thing. Hoops and sticks? That's just taking two objects.
That's a game. I think that's a game.
That's a game.
Well, it's like if you're... Like, yeah, I guess Monopoly isn't alive.
No, but the pieces in it are.
No, I don't think they are.
Well, you're telling me that Tiny Terrier is not alive?
I mean, he might be alive.
Yeah. Are you telling me that Tiny Terrier is not alive in this world?
Well, one thing is just a shoe. What kind of life is that?
Well, it's probably not a very exciting toy. Probably dies pretty quick.
Well, like,
did you know they're planning on switching all of the old Monopoly pieces?
The voting. They do that every so often.
No. Like, all of them.
Oh, man.
Like, basically whatever gets the most votes. I care so much about that stupid silver or nickel terrier, I went on and voted for it. I was like, no, you better fucking keep that terrier.
Do we want to put out our official for your consideration vote for the nickel terrier?
Vote for the nickel terrier. Save the nickel terrier.
There are many important pieces in Monopoly. We are willing to accept this. There's that hat. There's a boot. Yeah. But I think most important.
There's a battleship.
But I think most important. It's that goddamn nickel terrier.
Yeah.
And if you have a chance, you should vote.
You should vote for that nickel
terrier. Vote for the goddamn nickel terrier.
Do it.
Yeah. If that terrier is not in the next game, there's going to be a riot.
There's going to be a reckoning.
The toys come to life.
I will go and get John Cena and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and there will be a reckoning.
It's not that hard to get John Cena.
I'll also get The Rock.
I will say it's probably not that hard to get John Cena. All you need is a little dying kid. And be like, hey, you have like lymphoma or something, right? All right, I need you to do something for me.
I need you to make a wish for me.
I need you to summon John Cena with your powers. And we need to go... We need to go fight Parker Warner. We need to go fight both Parker and Warner going down.
They're going down.
I want to see John Cena.
And they won't see me.
I want to see John Cena F you someone through a table.
Yeah.
Through Monopoly table.
Yeah. And I'll be honest. There are some other Monopoly pieces I'm quite fond of. The thimble. Adorable. Also could be useful if you have a very small thumb.
Also, that's how I learned what a thimble was.
Exactly.
I was like, what is this basket?
Tiny top hat. Kind of a funny joke. Every once in a while, you put it on your head. It's a little cute. It's a little funny.
It's the only fun part of Monopoly.
Yeah. Battleship? War, I don't care about so much.
Also, I could just go play Battleship.
Yeah. Shoe?
It's
a shoe. So, there's lots of those around.
I think they're looking for votes also for, like, a cat. Like, you could have a cat instead
of a terrier. I think there already is a cat. I think they replaced something else with a cat.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cat's in. Well, now you need the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can fuck up that cat. I'm just kidding. I love cats and dogs. But the dog is a goddamn institution.
The goddamn institution.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we do need to clarify games and toys. So yeah. Games aren't alive. But you think the pieces of Monopoly are alive?
I think it can depend. Like, do I think the pieces of Sorry are alive? No.
What about the meeples in, like...
Oh, meeples are definitely alive. Meeples are like soldier, so like Green Army men.
I'll stand here. That means you get something. What? Okay.
What?
That doesn't do anything.
I'm a marker.
Yay!
Yeah, like...
Shut up, meeple.
I think that the meeples would be... I think there's enough personality in a meeple for it to be alive.
All right, so the meeples from, like, Lords of Waterdeep and...
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Not the cubes, though.
No, the cubes are cubes.
The cubes are just cubes.
Unless if we mean, like, they're, like, alive and they just float around shooting lasers or something.
No, that's getting too much like Tron.
The cubes are coming.
Also, they show building blocks and stuff, and the building blocks aren't alive in Toy Story.
It's true.
Yeah.
You can spell with them, though.
Yep, you can spell with them.
Do you think any of the toys just like, what? Maybe a particularly rowdy one just spells out curse words with the blocks?
Yeah, all the time.
And then pretends to be a toy?
Yeah. Leaves it for the parents to find, and they're like, where did you learn this
little
word?
Little Timmy has a aggressive vocabulary.
Or maybe it's just like, that's a weird coincidence. Again.
You walk into your kid's room and you're just like, are those blocks calling me a cunt?
It's weird. It looks like they've fallen down randomly, but they keep on calling me a bitch.
This one just says, I smell. I mean, that's not as... I mean, they're still sad, but it's not as... Oh.
You know what? No more things with letters on them in this room. No more. None of them.
We gave little Timmy a whiteboard and a marker, and that was a mistake.
It's just a bunch of army men being like, what should we write next?
Ask him to tell us what the plans are.
Ah.
I walked into Timmy's room and his board asked me, where are the plans? Where are the plans? I swear to God, I'll burn this house down. Where are the plans? Timmy has been in therapy for a long time now.
He has a vivid imagination.
I swear to God, no, it's the toys. The toys are doing it.
Okay, so back to what would actually happen.
All right, yeah, let's get into the real world.
So I think initially, when everything's like wooden ducks with wheels,
yeah,
I think that's the base toy that is alive.
I think the thing is when you get a wooden duck with wheels,
yeah,
like or a
teddy bear, I guess.
There are certain toys that are so simple in the Toys R Us world that they don't talk, right?
Yeah, they just make animal noises or whatever.
Yeah, or they just like can move.
Yeah.
I think some of them.
Yeah,
so I think. Do what I think will happen first. I think ghosts will be very popular because they'll be like, my God, the wooden duck moved.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. They wouldn't think it was the toy. They'd think it was something else.
Think about when that's coming around. They're going to be like, oh, the demon's in that toy.
Yeah, and they probably burn a bunch of toys. And that's why toys don't want to be seen.
Oh, we figured it out.
We figured it out.
because back during
dark,
like
dark past of toys.
Yeah, back during like the Puritan era and that time, if a toy moved, it was burned at the stake.
It was possessed or bewitched or the familiar of a witch.
I mean, to be fair, that means if your toy's moving, they probably also burn that child.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that would probably spread like wildfire amongst the toy community.
They were like, guys, don't move. They kill you.
They kill you.
And the kid who plays with you.
You are dooming all of the other toys, where we will get no love.
Toys wander into the forest, and there's just like a duck with wheels on it that's all like gnarled. Like, I survived the burning. You must tell this story to others. Guys, don't move.
Yeah.
And then eventually they're going to move up to like rag dolls.
Yeah.
And things like that. So you're going to have the rag doll moving toys. And those would be, I think. As things get more articulated, it's easier to think that, like, it might not be the devil. But I think for a long time, we're dealing with, like, the devil is in these things.
Oh, definitely. Definitely for, like, a long time.
I almost think that, like, for a long time, toys would not be as popular. Like, children would not be playing with toys. Because toys are very easy to get possessed, according to, you know, old people.
According to old people.
You shouldn't be playing with that doll. Dolls invite the devil in.
Here's the thing. For a long time, like, you say toys were easy to get, but for a long time, a child would maybe have one, two, or three toys. And then it would go out, it's a child.
And children don't have gender until they're 18.
And then the child would go out and play outside.
Yeah.
With their, like, three toys.
Yeah.
Like, we're not talking about Andy level, like, toy privilege
here. No, I understand that. But if one toy gets possessed by the devil in a bunch of houses, people are going to be like, you know what? Toys get possessed by the devil.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Certain toys.
Okay, fine. Certain toys.
Certain toys.
You have your stick and hoop.
So wait, does this mean that in order to combat the possessed toys, the devil toys, they start making toys that are like really religious because apparently iconography stops possession?
Well, you know, here's the thing I think. That could go one of a few ways. It could be that, like, hey, yeah, let's make this, like, a very angelic toy, iconography toy, the word you said.
Yeah.
And then it gets possessed, and they could be like, oh, no, the devil's in this toy. Or they could be like, Jesus is in this toy. So are we talking about, like, there's going to be this weird thing where, like, certain toys, like, devil toy. This toy's like, this toy will stay in the church. Unfortunately, that toy's not going to get played with.
Nope. Well, it might. Sunday school.
No, but if if Jesus is in the toy.
Oh, you're right. They're going to put it behind like a glass thing and be like, Jesus was in this toy.
They're not going to be like, man, Jesus is in this toy. Here you go, children. Fuck it up.
Yeah, no, they're not going to do that.
No, they're not going to do that.
They're like, we must keep this toy pristine.
And then unfortunately.
And then it becomes a collector toy.
Yeah.
Because it still gets a whole shit load of love.
Oh, it gets so much love. But like, at that point, that's almost like torture.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. The torture's like, play with me. Please.
Okay, so that happens for a while.
Yes.
And then, the thing is, the toy industry would still be making lots of money, I feel like. Like, if we're talking about a similar timeline to the real world.
But I
eventually, like, after World War II, they have all this manufacturing, but they don't need as many guns or bullets anymore.
So do you think the toys, maybe the toys get better at hiding?
Yeah.
Like, at this point, we're entering this age where, like we can't be seen because either you're seen and they thought there's a devil and they burn you.
Yeah.
Or you're seen and they think you're, like, the next savior.
Yeah, and then they don't play with you.
And they don't play with you. They lock you away. So
it's like lose-lose.
So this is how they get into the toy store. Like, you're talking about, like, you don't think the toy store thing would happen. I think it would.
Yeah.
Because they're going to learn this.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're
based on this hypothetical situation, yes, I agree.
Do you think it's going to go in a different way?
I think it's possible, although, like, it depends on your definition of toy. By limiting it to, like, a certain complexity of toy.
Yeah.
Like, people have pet rocks, but I don't think those. I think it has to be
made with the idea that it's a toy. I think the act of making it is what does it.
Okay.
You can't just, like, start playing with something and all of a sudden it comes to people play with sticks. Kids play with sticks.
Yeah.
They pick up a stick and they're like, look at the fun stick. It doesn't all of a sudden, like, curl around like a snake. It's like, I am now alive.
I am the Slender Man.
You have given me birth. What is your desire, Master?
Terrifying.
Yeah, so, like, the act of making it is what does it. There's, like, people are like, oh, we gotta make some toys. I think we're gonna start with making some rag dolls. You're gonna have to make sure we get the outsides, the stuffing. Yeah. We're gonna put in this strange stone I found in the back. We got a whole pile of them. I say just throw it in the toy. Who knows what'll happen?
Power stones and
in
child's toys.
Yeah, something in the process of making a toy makes it alive. Maybe it's the love of the craftsman.
Maybe.
That does not make sense when they start becoming mass-produced.
Yep. it's got to be the art, the process of making it, though. I agree.
Yeah. And it's clearly something that, like, goes beyond, like, someone making it, because when they're mass-produced, unless if every toy factory is a Willy Wonka style, where, like,
I don't think it is, because very clearly Buzz Lightyear is a mass-produced toy.
I wonder if in the real world, which we're talking about right now, when the toys are made, there's a moment where they come to life and are like, and the person who's making the toys like, I mean, I say we just ignore it.
I don't think so.
I saw nothing.
I think actually it's a gradual thing.
Okay.
Because I think as they're being put together, they're not alive, right? Then they're put together, and I think the final thing that sort of seals it is they go into the package.
So the package is somehow... I
think that's an integral part.
The package is kind of like their...
it's an incubator.
It's because a uterus, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the womb of which that they will be born from.
Or, you know, when their tag is placed on them or something like that.
The tag doesn't kill them. The tag, they just like the tag.
No, I know, but as I'm saying, some toys aren't packaged. Some of them just have, like, a Beanie Baby just has a tag on it. Right?
Okay, yeah. So, I guess,
so that's, like, the equivalency.
Maybe Beanie Babies are all just kind of, like, weird, and they're like, ugh, because they don't come out of packages. And they're just kind of like, hi, everybody! I'm a Beanie Baby! That thing should go back in the oven for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You don't see a Beanie Baby in the Toy Story world. Maybe they're all just kind of like the inbred ones. They're like, ugh.
You're going down a dark path. I thought this week was going to be full of whimsy, Kevin.
Look, it's not necessarily dark. They're just weird. Beanie Baby's a little bit fucked up. What you do, TB? Put him in the TB?
I don't know.
Put him in the package. I'm called TB until someone tells me otherwise. Put him in the package, TB. I found a box full of Beanie Babies at my old house.
Yeah?
Full of them.
They're all dead because
they are all dead.
All dead. You never played with those anyways.
All dead.
Beanie Babies is such a weird phenomenon. Like,
yeah.
they were a toy specifically to be displayed.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can play with them, but their definite thing was that they were to collect.
Yeah.
But they were like Pokemon.
They were to collect and display.
Gotta get them all.
Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
I don't know why you said TB.
I mean, they are TB, aren't they? YB? Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, the tags say what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the company that makes them.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, the official Beanie Babies, not like the knockoff Beanie Babies. Sweet knockoff Beanie Babies.
Hey, want some sweet knockoff Beanie Babies?
Hey, come in this alley here. Hey. You want some Beanie Babies? Those are knockoffs. No, look at this snake. It's totally a Beanie Baby snake.
I don't think it's leave true. Now. Wait, do you want some watches?
I'm six.
Oh, my God. Where did Timmy go? I think he went down the dark alleyway with a strange man in a trench coat. Oh, my God. Call all the police.
No. I was just going to sell him knockoff Beanie Babies. It's nothing weird. Look, this is the way you grow up. When I was younger, old men put me into alleyways and tried to show me Beanie. You know what? You want to go to commercial?
Yeah.
Let's go to commercial.
Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Hugs. Because sometimes everybody needs a hug.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to go up to someone, wrap your arms around them in a totally not threatening way, and just give them a little squeeze.
Just a little hug. Sometimes your baby needs to be burped. How you burp a baby? You hug it. Tap its back. Burp the baby.
Sometimes a grown man. Sometimes he needs to be burped.
Yeah, well, you do.
You know how you do that?
Put your arms around him.
Tap him on the back.
Tap him on the back.
Sometimes a grown woman needs to be burped. You know how you do that? Put your arms around him. Tap him on the back.
Tap him on the back. We're all human.
Yeah.
All of us.
Everybody needs to be burped sometimes. Maybe.
So this goes out to all the different types of hugs. Yeah. The man hug with the double tap.
Yeah.
The co-ed hug, where you're very careful not to touch anything. The uncomfortable but obligatory family hug to that one relative you really don't like.
There's also the side hug. When you're like, oh, I guess you should have a hug.
I guess you should have a hug.
I don't want to put all the effort into it.
Yeah. There's the creepo hug, which I'm not a big fan of, where you ignore the no touching no-no spaces rule and you touch their no-no spaces.
There's the overly long hug.
Yep.
But never, ever, ever talk to someone while you're hugging them.
Well, you can, but it has to be like a one-off joke, like a one-liner.
I disagree.
Like, if I came up and hugged you, Kevin, and then I whispered in your ear fuzzy cuddles, just like backed off, I think you'd just laugh at that. Then it's a joke. Joke hug. Joke hugs for you.
Hug people. This has been a message from the third space. Don't talk to someone while you're hugging them.
No, don't. What if I just whisper fuzzy cuddles?
No, that's the worst. That's laugh. The worst way of doing it. Your face is already right at their ear. You don't need to be like, I'm really enjoying this. This was a good moment.
Let's do this again sometime.
And I will.
9 out of 10 would hug again.
gonna cut you out of my life. Toys have been persecuted for a long time.
Yeah.
They have learned to be in hiding.
Yeah.
So I think we have a long period of time where the toys are... This is the Toy Story era, essentially.
Let's do a timeline right now that we can update as we go through.
All
right. So in the beginning, very simple toys. They can only move and stuff.
Yeah.
But people think they're possessed.
Yep.
So they burn. And that's why toys start hiding their autonomy.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? And then there comes a period where some get caught, some don't, and toys become more and more increasingly complex.
Yes.
And... basically, we've entered, I think, the golden age of toys.
Yeah.
Once you start getting to the 1920s, I think that's when toys start getting more complex.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say that's probably about the time.
Yeah.
And, like, I call it the Toy Story era. This is the era where toys are complex enough that they are very, very good at hiding. They know what they need to do.
Yeah. They're good and well made enough.
Yeah.
And intelligent enough that they can hide from humans.
Yeah. And but the old fears of being burned alive.
Yeah.
Much like the end of Toy Story 3. Man, that has so much more impact.
Good allegory, Toy Story 3.
Yeah, back to the old times of toys, back when they were burned alive for being filled with the devil.
Yeah.
The devil's in that toy.
Or, you know, Beelzebub or Mephisto. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some Oni.
What?
Japanese demons?
I guess, yeah. I guess there are other cultures.
Yeah, there are.
But, I mean, every culture has the devil thing.
Well, every culture has a, like, devil figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I really wish I knew more about Eastern culture so we weren't just like... So here's Europe. And
yeah. And North America.
And North America. I have some ideas of Africa, but...
Yeah.
I know nothing. I know nothing about China and Japan and Thailand and all those places.
Well, I know very little about Africa, but I think part of that is also that there's so many different cultures in Africa.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Right? Like
Africa stuff.
When you say Japan, everybody has an idea of Japan in their head, even if they don't have that much of an idea of what Japanese culture is.
Yeah.
But if you say Africa, you're like, holy shit, there's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, that's a lot of different things.
It's a lot of different things.
Like we're talking about like South
also,
Africa,
you know,
versus like Niger.
We're talking about a continent versus a country, so.
Yeah, yeah.
If I say Egypt, I bet you have
ideas. I know North America.
Yeah.
That's a continent.
Yeah.
Europe, I've got a pretty great idea about Europe. Anyway. So we're at the time when toys can hide and do hide because they're still worried with prostitution.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I think as we enter the technological era, as we enter the 2000s.
Before we enter
this. Oh, you think there's something before that?
Before we enter this.
Go ahead.
I think, like, each household
essentially
becomes a secret conclave of toys. But somewhere... somewhere, Kevin, there has to be some sort of central council of toys.
Hasbro.
Well, I don't know if it's Hasbro.
Below Hasbro.
Below, in the basements of Hasbro.
In the labyrinthian tunnels.
The catacombs.
Of Hasbro, there is the council.
But I think there would be a culture specifically for toys, and they would be connected in some way.
I think that would come up. I don't think we see it in Toy Story.
No.
But I can't imagine. I can imagine that happening.
But that would have to happen in the golden era.
Right? Okay, yeah.
Like a United Nations of toys.
Well, that's how they get the idea around. It's like, hey, we can't be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Woodrow Wilson toy. He's like, we can't be seen. We need to be organized. We can't keep separating people on these divisions of power.
However, watch out. The humans will kill you.
They will kill you. So what we must do is create a United Nation of Toys. We will call it the League of Toys.
Good. Good job, toy Woodrow Wilson, who is a toy of Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
Because that's what every kid was craving for.
Hey, you don't know. You don't know how many political pundits were like, oh man, Woodrow Wilson, he's so cool.
I'm going to say, kids, I would like a Howard Taft toy. Get some sweet Taft on me.
Yeah. I'd like a Teddy Roosevelt toy. That guy was badass.
What if a Teddy Roosevelt toy met Robin Williams Teddy Roosevelt from Night at the Museum?
They'd probably fight to the death.
What? You don't think they would get along?
Oh, here's something it brings up, though.
Yep.
Is there like a Night at the Museum type thing here as well?
Those aren't toys.
You're right, but I feel like...
No, because there are mannequins in Toy Story, and those don't come alive. We're not talking about the movie.
Right.
We're not talking about the movie Mannequin. We're not talking about a man who wants to have sex with a mannequin.
Well, that's weird.
Oh, shit. No. I will put a veto. I will put a veto on the sexual attraction of toys.
Well, I mean, toys are in relationships.
I mean, with each other, though.
Yeah. Well, you don't want some gritty toy-on-toy action?
Look, call me old-fashioned, but I don't think...
Wait a minute.
I don't think humans are toys.
Are sex toys alive?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I need to take a walk around the house.
They They get played with. That's
shit,
all I'm saying.
They do get played with. Oh, man. This is a bad thing we done, J-Man. This is a bad thing we done.
You brought up sex.
Because yes, they are. Yeah.
Those ones stay hidden forever.
Ever. Someone's like, is my sex toy alive? And we're like, I know the council's like, no. No, they're
no,
not.
No, they're not. But secretly, that vibrator is just wiggling around.
Well, I mean, once again.
I love it when I say something that just grosses you out so immediately that you cannot hide your reaction.
Once again, toys require love.
Yep.
And to be played with.
Yep.
So I will say.
I feel like those requirements
are those sex toy dolls love it.
Yeah, they love it.
They're like, oh man, time to go again.
And then somebody gets in a relationship and they're like, no!
That's when those toys go murdering.
They go, no. And then one of the people in the relationship says, I want to wait till marriage. And they go, yes.
Put that air back in. Blow me up again.
Whoa. I guess, yeah, blow up dolls.
Yeah. I mean, yes, and there's also just the walking penises.
Yep. The dildos.
Thankfully, they made me with balls as they're sensing my feet.
Oh, man, not all dildos have balls, though.
I mean, no, the ones that don't are just kind of just like flopping around like snakes.
Yeah, they're doing the worm. I'm really happy that this worked out. Like, here's the thing. I feel like it would never be discovered. It would never be discovered. Because everybody hides that shit anyways.
You know what I just realized? I haven't replaced the battery of my vibrator for like 4 years. This is a really good battery.
Yeah, that's what people think. Although, I'll be honest, a lot of vibrators are just plug-in.
Chargey, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I just had the idea of just like cord. Now, it's very clear, those are alive, not like those weird, the medical masturbation ones from, like, the 1800s, when it's like, women need this.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, those ones aren't alive.
Not those
like
ones.
Machines.
Yeah.
When they become toys. Very clearly a toy, not a game.
Yep.
This isn't a game.
It's not a game. Your sexual pleasure is not a game.
Man, just like a super serious vibrator.
Yeah.
Who's like, this is a serious business. This is my job, man.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something really gross, Kevin.
Yeah, you do that, then I'm going to tell you something horrifying.
Okay, Fleshlight?
Yeah. Oh, fuck! It's also its mouth!
Yep.
Ah, that's how it talks!
They have some that are supposed to look like buttholes. Still be their mouth.
That's also how it talks.
Yeah. Okay, what was your thing? Kevin. Kevin.
Hello, Seymour.
What was your thing, Kevin?
I was going to say, like, they all, like, you, we agree that they have to come out thinking they are what they are.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think dildos are complex enough. Like, they can move around.
So do you think they're a lot more like the aliens, and they're just like, the claw?
Well, no, they're more like that duck with wheels that just moves around from way back when.
Just trying to find Poon.
Yeah, but like more complex sex toys, like vibrators and fleshlights.
Or blow-up dolls.
Blow-up dolls. Hey, Pixar, can you please make an adult version of Toy Story?
No, we don't need sex.
Just so I can traumatize Kevin with it.
We don't need sex Toy Story. There's already probably a porn parody of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're right, probably.
the
yeah, but they probably just gave everybody dongs. Like, they probably gave the toys dongs. Or they dressed up the actors as, like, Woody and Buzz.
I mean, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I want talking sex toys. Oh, I want 50 Shades of Sex Story.
I want a wall full of fleshlights just screaming in pain. What are we? I should not be.
Okay, do we want to go back to what would happen?
I don't know anymore. Can we go back? Is there a path behind us for us to follow? Or have we become too lost in this forest?
Okay, so those never get discovered. It is never, ever discovered that sex toys are alive.
Because
even if one person found that out, they'd be like, oh shit, I just have a magic dildo.
It is.
Even if they were like, oh shit, this is possessed by the devil, they'd be like, oh, but that's a good dildo, though.
Oh shit, I have a magic dildo.
Yeah. Be honest, nobody would give up that shit. And nobody else would talk to anybody else about it, too.
Hey, Carol, I have a story to tell you.
No, that would never happen. Never happen.
Okay, no,
what? Except for when people were super drunk or super high. And nobody believes those people, Kevin. Nobody.
You're just sitting in a bar with, like, a whiskey, and she's like, my dildo's magic. So, like, what'd you say?
What'd you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
My dildo's magic. It makes me come so good. Like, yeah, I know. That's what it's built for.
No, you don't understand. It's alive.
Go to sleep, Carol.
It's a magic dildo.
Go to sleep.
Meanwhile, across the corner is Greg, and's like, I have a magic fleshlight. What a strange coincidence. Greg, who doesn't drink, is just like, interesting.
Yeah, interesting. The sober people know.
Everybody's just like, no, I have a magic dildo.
But wait. Not everybody has a dildo, though, Kevin. Or a fleshlight.
I know, but okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, so there's the golden era of toys.
Yes.
Where they build their culture and their league of toys.
Yeah.
But eventually there becomes...
The first rule of the League of Toys is you don't talk about sex toys.
The second rule
of the League of Toys is you don't talk about sex toys.
What's the third rule of the League of Toys?
Have fun.
And the fourth rule is don't be seen by humans.
Yeah, right, sorry. That's somewhere down there.
Yeah. But eventually things start coming into play, like baby monitors. I think would be the first thing that happens.
Well, like there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Like your phone's a camera. You can get baby monitors. You can get cameras in your house.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Baby monitors started out just like a radio, a walkie-talkie, right?
At that point, that's where hauntings come from.
Yeah.
Because you hear the toys talking, and you're like, my God, there's a ghost. And you run up there, and like, there's no one in there.
Well, here's the thing. With Toy Story, the toys are pretty small. I'm betting their voices are actually pretty quiet.
Well, that's what I mean. All you hear is, I saw you, I saw you. And you're like, the devil's in my house.
To infinity and beyond. There is a snake in my boot.
He said something about a boot. What if all, like, ghosts from Ghost Hunter shows are just toys talking? And just misunderstood?
That'd be funny. That'd be a funny twist to that show.
I love... I've been watching a lot of ghost hunting shows lately.
Oh, have you?
It's always funny when they have when they're doing like those the voice, the EMF things.
Yeah.
And you hear and like all you hear is he said roof. Really?
It's pretty sure that's just the carburetor there, Todd.
You think he said roof there? The host of one of the show's names is Zach Baggins.
Baggins?
Zach Baggins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, puppy. I see that you're back.
All right. So, at some point, I think what it comes down to is that there's a lot of videos come out, but you know, people react to videos. They're like, oh, I mean, it's obviously fake. It's always this.
Yeah. But there would be a period where people weren't sure, and the League of Toys would be trying to crack down on shit.
But I think at a certain point, I think the League of Toys would be like, I think we have to go public.
We have to make contact. We have to make official contact.
Now, how do you think they'll do that? I think that the League of Toys might do a press conference.
I think the League of Toys might show up at like a president's desk and just be like, we have to talk.
Look.
Look.
This is weird. I am Woodrow Wilson.
I have to thank Joe Biden for playing with me all these years.
It has kept me alive. It has kept me strong. That man deserves a medal. Another medal.
Give him all the medals.
Every medal should go to Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it has to be a political head of office thing.
Yeah.
Because the only way it's legitimate for humans is if a legitimate human stands beside the toys while they're doing it.
I love the idea of that going down the line.
Yeah.
So, first thing they have to do is they have to get the president.
Yeah.
I know that seems very West-centric. I think it's the best way to go is the American president.
Well, I think, right?
Not the Canadian prime minister.
No, the thing about America is that their culture is so widespread.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even if you're in Europe on different freaking continents separated by a freaking ocean, you still get American TV programs.
That being said, I do think the toys should maybe wait 4 years.
Yeah, probably don't go for President Trump.
Maybe not Trump.
They're taking our jobs. These toys are not American. We need to send them to Mexico.
They're all made in China.
Let the Mexican children play with the toys.
Yeah, maybe not Trump. Maybe wait until he's gone.
Probably don't do Pence either. He'll just burn you.
No. It's the devil.
It's the devil.
My grandpappy warned me about this. He said the devil's in the toys. That's why I never got one when I was growing up.
That would explain.
That man is not
so
from
much.
The South.
He's not.
He's not that. That's not the voice of Pence.
No. He is not.
Right.
I'll be honest, Pence is just as scary as Trump to me.
Yes, we know. Yes, yes. They're both terrible.
Yeah.
The entire American government at this point is very scary.
I heard they don't have an executive branch right now.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's bad. Not a lot of governing going on right now. You know that feeling you're getting right now, Americans, our avid American listeners? That's anarchy.
Yeah.
And it's coming for you.
It's anarchy in the USA. So, no, they'll wait a little bit. They'll go for like a good one. I mean, if they hit there with a buck when Obama was there.
Well, here's the thing. I think it would be too late by the time it's Obama. There's so much, like, so many cameras and so many people going over film all the time.
I'm going to be honest. I think, keep in mind that Obama was in the White House since 2008. And I think that was actually probably about the greatest time.
So you think they would have approached Obama?
I think Obama was the one they would have approached.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Because I think we can agree we're at a point now where they couldn't hide.
Yeah, I'm not saying that for any character of Obama. I'm saying that because I think 2008 was about the time when it's...
You think it's the time period?
Yeah, I think there's no way back at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they approach Obama.
You're telling me that my little girls are playing with sentient beings.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
But you're also telling me that you need to be played with to survive.
It is our food.
So
it is the way that we survive.
They're providing you with a need. It's not like some weird form of slavery.
We love your daughters. We think your
daughters... All of you? Y'all love my daughters? Well, here's a picture of them right here.
So Toy Woodrow Wilson talks to Obama.
Yeah.
The reason I like the idea of the series of events is, number one, they'd have to go into, they have to get into his Oval Office.
Yeah.
Which would be a joyous,
I guess, it's
series
his daughter's car toys then that probably do it.
Well, I mean, probably because they are, I mean, I imagine like the council's like, well, we have to use the daughter's toys. They're already an in. They have an in.
They're in.
But I think they still need to get like Woodrow Wilson there.
Yeah.
Because, but like,
because he's the representative.
Yeah, they're the inside. They're the inside, like, people, though.
Yeah,
yeah. So they go through the inside people.
Yeah,
and they get there and they talk to Obama, which means at one point Obama has to go to, like, I don't know, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's like, "All right, everyone.
All right, everyone.
It's gonna be a little bit weird.
I have a weird statement to make, but I assure you that it is true, and I have not gone crazy. And to support me here is Toy Woodrow Wilson.
This is my daughter's toy. Hello.
Now, I think we can all agree we cannot keep this secret from the American public.
I agree. I see you are not taking it very well. I wish I knew some of... I wish I knew some of, like, the people that were on Obama's, like, staff. Because all I know is Condoleezza Rice, and that was Bush. I don't think she was there for Obama.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because, like, kind of like, Condoleezza, settle down. All right. So they would have to go through that, and they'd be like, we got to tell this to the public. And other people would be like, do we?
Well, what he would do first is contact other heads of state.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Because the more legitimate people you had behind it, the better it would go for the toys.
Yeah. I mean, we're not saying this won't have any pushback. I mean, people will probably be like, Horford's like, these things are my house. Like, yes, but they're not malicious.
No, they're not.
In fact, it is a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. And actually it'd be great for parents once it all came out.
Yeah. Because
the toys could help take care of children.
All right. There's money on the counter if she needs any pizza. You guys eat? No, wait. You just eat love.
Yeah.
We're going to be out for a few hours. Our phone number is on the fridge.
Keep her away from electrical sockets.
Wait, he's like, I
from
know.
Eating the dog's poop.
Wait, what? That's not what you got to do, man. Come on.
Yeah.
If you do this, I will play with you. Like, all right.
All right. Cool. Well, it also means that the toy can just be more vocal about its needs, right?
Hey. I want to watch the Travel Channel.
Also, it becomes a thing where it's like, well, I don't think they'd be like that.
I mean, they watch TV, though.
They do.
Rex loves TV.
Rex does love TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You can't say that you can't imagine, like, you're watching something, and then all of a sudden, like the daughter's toy comes and goes, I want to watch the Travel Channel. Why? Because I can't go there.
Fair enough.
It is so far for me.
What do we agree on? I bought the TV. I control the remote. Do you pay for cable? No. Get a job. Then you can watch what you want.
Wait, do you think toys get jobs?
No, they don't.
No, probably not. Because all they really need is...
The point where they would be useful as, like, Muppet slave labor is past. Like, it's past.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They would be... They'd be part of the
family.
And
they do have jobs.
They would be part of the family.
Maybe they get hired at daycares. I don't know.
That's true. All right, you need to talk to Gerald. Gerald is an aggressive player.
My union will hear about this.
Oh, God. The toy union.
The toy union.
I have a suggestion. Hey. God damn it, I was going to come up with a name. It was all going to be Greg or Gerald. I'm so bad coming up with the names. Hey, Tom. I know you're really sad that your wife left you and took the kid. I have a suggestion. Did you know sex toys are alive?
No, that never comes out. That never comes out, Kevin.
Now you can't tell anyone.
No.
But if Tom has like a great relationship with this toy, it's like, Tom, I'm going to tell you something. And this is very important. You can't tell anyone or I kill you.
We can do it. We will have to kill you, Tom.
We will have to kill you. I'm letting you in on this because I
get... And you know what? If you die, there's nobody to play with us, Tom. We're all dead, too.
I get one use of this in my life. I'm using this on you. Sex toys are real.
Sex toys...
Sorry, what?
...are alive.
They're alive.
They're alive.
They're alive, man. They're alive.
They're alive. You feeling lonely right now? Go get yourself a fleshlight. It'll be amazing, especially once you tell it, you know that it's alive.
Dude, get yourself something that's a very high quality because It's alive.
Man. It's alive.
It's alive.
Tom.
I'm doing it for you, Tom. Has his hand, a little tiny hand on your shoulder. Tom. Tom.
Tom, you want to bounce back? You want to bounce back from that bad relationship you were just in?
Tom, put down the pizza.
You want to forget, Connie?
This is your sixth pizza this week.
I'm worried about you, man.
Go get yourself a fleshlight. Go get yourself everything, man. They're all alive. This is doing this for you.
Except then Tom would be found like 20 days later dead.
Well, that's why no one knows.
Just dies from snoo snoo.
They're all alive and they love it.
They love it. They love it, Tom.
Meanwhile, Connie is getting talked to from her daughter's Barbie. Connie, I know you've had a bad time.
No, because Connie's having a great time. She initiated the breakup. This only happens with bad, one-sided breakups.
I don't know. I think if Connie's having a bad time, the dog's like, Connie, I know you're having a bad time since you left Tom. I know that. I got a secret for you. I can only do this once. If you like this podcast.
Oh, are we done?
Oh, yeah, we are.
We didn't get to what happens.
Yeah, we do. Toys are now alive. Everyone knows toys are alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, but I mean. I don't feel like we went into the repercussions. That's fine.
I think we did.
I guess that's, maybe we'll do another one of these in the future.
It's chill. It's a chill world.
It's a chill world.
It's a chill, happy world.
Except for Tom and Connie.
I mean, people still get divorced.
That's true.
And Tom is happy. And Connie, oh God.
I guess toys provide companionship.
Exactly.
Yeah. There'd be a lot less lonely people out there.
Yeah, because you can just go out and buy a toy.
Yeah, and give it love and play with it.
Once you give birth to it by taking it out of its package.
You just have to explain to it that it's not really that thing.
Now, hang on a second. You ain't Buzz Lightyear.
You're not
what
Buzz
you
Lightyear.
Are is my drinking bro.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do... We're going to go watch Lip Sync Battle on Spike TV.
Maybe some Discovery Channel.
Mythbusters is doing some reruns.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You haven't seen it. Trust me. It's cool.
It's cool.
And then we're going to slam back some alcohol. I mean, I'm going to slam back some alcohol. You can just eat my love or something.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll like pick you up and fly you around like an airplane.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome.
This is like playing. This is playing for me.
This is playing for me.
Did you know the sex toys are real?
What?
We all just screamed into our microphones.
If you like this podcast, you like what you're hearing.
Yeah.
Leave us a review and rating on iTunes.
And you can talk to us. You can talk to us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Third Spacecast.
Or individually, you can reach me at Mighty Thews.
And me at Shawn Manicat. Shawman K. Weir.
That's right.
Got it.
I should also say that on Twitter, my name is not Mighty Thews. It's J. Remy Verkles.
It was at Mighty Thews.
It's just at Mighty
That's
Thews.
That's your handle.
That's how you talk to
it's
me.
It's a tweeting handle.
It's a tweeting handle.
How do you do the tweeting
tweet
stuff?
Tweet at me. Tweet.
You doing good over there, bro? You doing good over there? Doing good?
Dying.
Good day? Good day. All right. You can also contact us. You can send us show ideas, you can send us thoughts, you can send us responses, you can do that
through our email.
Yep, that is thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com. Yeah.
Or you can visit us at our website at www.thirdspacepodcast.com.
Yeah. Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
That's right.
Anything else? Please tell people about us.
Yeah. Word of mouth is the only way our podcast is going to grow. We don't advertise anywhere, no. So... The only way that we're going to grow is if somebody says something to somebody else.
Please tell someone.
Please engage with the outside world.
Blink twice if you enjoy this episode.
Yeah. So we've been doing this for over half a year. And I'd like to know what our audience likes. So if you can think of an episode that you really like, or maybe even just a type of episode, we've done some whimsical ones. We've done some dark ones. We've done some ones where we really don't stay on topic. We've done some ones where we really stay on topic. Let us know what you like most about our show, and we'll try and do more episodes like that.
Yeah, we're it's pretty free form. So if you put forward like what you like, we can just do more of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Otherwise, we're just going off of what we think you like and what we like, which seems to have turned out all right.
Yeah.
But we can always get better, and the only way we'll get better is with feedback from you.
Yes.
So, Yeah, let us know. Join us next week on The Third Space, where we go through the entire catalog of love songs and determine which ones are stalkery and which ones are not.
Here's a spoiler. It swings pretty hard in one direction.
Like that boy band?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.